My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we find out that 93 bucks goes a long way in Ghana. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Well, if that's what you want, I can delete this account just now so you can have your peace of mind. Just say it and I will be gone forever this time around."
Wow.
I go, "I do not, but that is how you made me feel." She goes, "What did you have to tell me?" I go, "How would you feel if I said knowing you has not been fruitful? What does it matter if none of this has been fruitful?"
Yeah.
I'm kind of in a disadvantage here.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, I have the advantage because I haven't set money up until this point.
Right,
but I'm
right.
Kind of at the disadvantage.
Well, you're talking about fruitful. I mean, fruitful on their part, you know, is like a money.
It's the money.
No, that's exactly fruitful on anybody's part. That's exactly what this is, Joe.
That's what that means. Yeah. But it is kind of funny the way we're personalizing this, Joe. You're like, "Yeah, well, you can walk away and everything's okay." And I'm like, "No, wait, hang on for a little bit longer."
I know. It's funny to watch your expression.
Yeah. No, it's...
No.
I'm on their end. I mean, they're done with him.
Oh, yeah.
They're done
well, that's
with
how
him.
You feel about me.
No, that's not. But yes, I do.
Are you quitting again?
My own amina gafuna.
Joe's flustered.
Pasta faglioli.
He's so flustered. He broke out
He's
some Italian.
Tongues.
on their end, being the devil's advocate for them, I'm done with you. I'm done. We're trying to make money. I'm sick of a horse around. I'm playing hardball. I wanted to play hardball for the past week. I've got a horse around with all this other stuff. From the get-go when I took over from my wife, I want this stuff. I want money out of this guy, period. And I'm playing hardball again. Now, you have to go, how much more am I going to deal with this? Should I move on and do something else for the show? You know, we're really going to milk this. I'm going to poke them as much as they're poking me. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we are right now.
Let's see. She goes, "I asked you to lend me some money so you can take it out of my cut when we finish writing the scripts, and you said you had something to tell me. What is it you have to tell me?" I go, "If this is just business, then there is no reason to tell you. I can't believe you said something like that to me after all we've been through together." She goes, "Are you telling me or not?"
That's my point. That's my point. They're not... If you go back and we listen to the stuff from back, "Well, honey, I didn't mean to upset you, blah, blah, blah." This is all, we're back to, we already got past Dick Eldorado, get over it, sorry he's dead, blah, 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 blah. Now we're back to business, you know, get to the point, you know, and all this other stuff. That's where we are right now with this.
I go, "I'm stunned by you. How much do you need?"
Whoa.
She goes, "I actually need 300 CDs to pay my rent, but you can lend me anything you want to or have." You know how much 300 CDs is?
No.
About $150?
About $93. So for all of this nonsense, for the 10 months of shenanigans, they're going to take $93.
Really? They thought all that horseshit was worth?
I mean, $93 is obviously worth more there than it is here.
Sure.
But I mean, we know these scammers take thousands and thousands and thousands
of
dollars after 10 months of horseshit. $93 and we can keep going. Not really a lot of money.
No.
Well, maybe they're because there was so much horsing around in the beginning for all of this, maybe they're bringing you back to like where it started at that baseline money that they ask for. You know, I'll handle talking to them. I'm going to bring them back to the baseline that we asked for, 193 or whatever. 90 CBs or whatever
93.
It is. Right, $193.
$93.
$93. We get to $93, and now we move on. Now we start dragging them in. You know, I think they brought you back monetarily where you were supposed to be.
Well, no, they know. They've been knowing for months I'm a millionaire.
Right.
That's what makes me one of the intriguing things about me.
Yeah, yeah, that your money's tied up right now, but eventually there could be a real, you know, windfall.
Well, right at the moment, I mean, you know... I don't know, because basically you are kind of on the ropes.
Well,
and how much do you want?
Well, Lisa's saying they're starting the slow build-up.
Slow build-up? It's been 10 months.
I know, but it's like the build-up of cash that they're asking for is what I believe she's saying.
$93 for 3 months' rent, not bad.
I know, damn.
Of course, it's completely horseshit.
I know. Not. It's like, place on the beach? Wait a minute.
I go, "And how would I get this to you?" She goes, "Send it through MoneyGram or Western Union."
Oh, shocking.
That old gag.
I go to Prisca Abbey. She goes to Belinda Abbey. I go, and then what happens? She goes, then I pay my rent, meaning I don't have to sell the phone, so we can write, and after you sell the scripts, you can take what you lent me, and we take it from there. And this is how it works. It's because I'm so in love with you.
Yep.
Fine. Here's the money. We can keep on talking. Everything's going to be okay. I'll just give you this money this time, and then we're going to be fine. You're going to help me write porn. And again, for $93 to get the stories we got out of it, you go, you know what? Not so bad. But if you get more porn out of them.
Well, help me write porn right now so I can get busy selling it.
Yeah.
Lisa says there'll be a tragedy soon where the dollar amount goes up.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. This is sincere.
Of course it is.
I go, this sounds like a business deal to me.
Ah!
She goes, this is not a business deal. It means you are helping the one you love to solve her problem so we can continue what we share. It will mean a lot to me if this happens.
See, so back off.
So back off, see? Stop poking around the files.
And to live with that for an answer.
I go, you have a way of being very cold and making what we had seem very cheap and insignificant. Worse, you do not seem to care very much. And this is me calling them out and go, you suck at this.
Yeah.
This is me going, get the wife back on. You are lousy at this. Nobody's ever going to send you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you're not very good at this.
No, no.
Where's the girl we fell in like with?
I know.
But you want to know something?
It's just like, hand me the money and everything will be fine, honey, sweetie pie.
It's like a Russian stripper.
No, he is good at it. He is good at it. Because he spent months, though. She spent months trying to get money out of you. You couldn't do it. He got on there in a couple of days. He's got you giving money.
Okay, Joe.
Hypothetically.
Or at least asking
him.
He's
been trying this for weeks, though. He's not that good at it.
No.
He's not that good at it. Papa. Worse yet, you do not seem to care very much. She goes, I see. If that's what you think about me, then I think you are entitled to your opinion. But I think you are not being fair to me saying what you were saying. Now it's really unfair saying I'm cold. Is it missensitive? I've told you this before. There was a time when I felt your love. I get things are tough. Things have been utter crap here as well, but I always try to make you feel special. I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm just trying to sort this out and tell you how I feel. She goes, okay, guess you've done that perfectly. I go, if I send you the money and my wife gets wind of this, you do realize we can no longer talk, right?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.